Dear brothers and sisters, the subject before us today is Way to Love. There are hundreds of books have been written on love, but actually what love is not been described. Do you know what love is? Can you express in words? No? Can be described in words, I mean. The subject is very delicate. Even then everybody knows what love is. It cannot be expressed in words. So as the scriptures say, love is innate in our souls. Because God is love, and we are of the same essence as that of God. So naturally, we are a drop of the ocean of all love, and it is innate in our own soul, and the strength enough it is that the way back to God is also love. Whatever we do, any worship or anything, a remembrance of God, what is the purpose that is behind? We should develop love for God. Love is something dragging of the heart. It is, and it comes from where? It is first He who loves us. Our love is only reciprocal. Child is born. Mother loves the child. Caresses her, isn't it? And then the child begins to love mother. Is it not so? So until the whom we love, he does not love us. How can you love him? So that's why I submitted that is a very delicate subject. Though everybody knows, feels, is that for someone here or hereafter, you see, whom he has seen or whom he has not seen, in both cases, he feels, but he cannot describe. So all masters who came in the past, who have come so far, they bring the religion of love. They don't bring any new religion. They come to give love to the world, I say now. Because God is manifest in them. In us also God is there, but not manifested yet. That power is the controlling power within us. So, the masters, they are wordless, word made flesh. So they are overflowing with the love of God, and wherever they go, they radiate love. So, it is He who drags us to Him. This is what is the said of Christ. It is He who loves us. Our love is only the people. So all masters who have been coming so far have, first thing, they say there is God, and next step they say that God is love. We want to meet God. What is the way back to God? Which is true love. All practices, all other outward performances, penances, sweet memories, etc., all are done with a view to develop love for Him. So two things are there. So one who comes, he gives us love, and we also reciprocate. So master come, they give us love. They radiate with love, they are overflowing with love, and always advise that love is within you. You can have infection of love from the one who is overflowing with love. So what is the way back to love? That how to have it? That's the point to teach you. Guru Amar Das tells us, in man body alone we can know God and also love God. How can we love God when we have not seen Him? When I have seen somebody, enjoyed His presence, enjoyed His company, only then love it comes up within us. It is there, it is a good boost. And what they do, they give love by radiation. So Guru Amar Das tells us that if, as you got the man body and you have not got love for God, then it is, you are not derived the full benefit of the man body. It cannot be, you see, had from the shops outside. It cannot be grown in fields. It is within you, of course, but it is got boost by someone who is overflowing with love. What they say, as I told you, they are world made flesh. They are God in man, man in God. So they are love personified and they radiate love. Their words are charged with love. So they say, you see, Christ said, love thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. And what else he says? God resides in every heart. We are of the same essence as that of God, both. So if we love God, naturally we should also love our neighbor all around us. Love to whom? To God, in man, and in all creation. Love man. Animals are also, birds are also there, reptiles are also there, the younger members of the family of God. They are all our neighbors, isn't it? So, he said, you love everybody, in God's life. So this is almost all, Kabir says the same thing. Whenever they come, they bring the same message. He says, address it to mind, O mind, love thy God. Don't miss it, but don't forget it. It is the time of man body that you got, you see. The main thing is to love God. And this is the golden opportunity which we have got already. If it passes away, then God knows when we will get again this man body and love God. The time is flying for this person. Don't be led away by the outer enjoyment and possession. So it is love only, you see, which is should have been contacted with all love within us. It is contacted with the all world around us. We are God resides in every one of us, but how many we who are residing in God? That we can reside only when we love him. So whether just see whether you are developing love for God or for the world. This is the point to be seen. Pleasure. If you are developing love for God, what would be the result? Man goes where he is attached. If we are developing love for the world, love to only, then we will go where? We come again and again and again. So it is only direction of the love that we have to see. If you can dwell in man body, if you got love for God, then solve it. If not, so God gave us the man body, the highest round creation, whom the angels also bow down, who is considered to be the head of all other family members of God. So whenever they come, they say, well, Guru Arjuna says, oh my body, these people address to tell us, show us what we should do. Addressing, he says, oh my body, what have you been doing ever since you got this man body? This was the high time to love God. You, what have you been doing? Have you been doing love for God or for the world? Your death in lies, he says, oh eyes, what have you been doing ever since you got this, the gift of the power of sight? So God will give us that sight to our eyes. Then just look to no one except God. If you look to anybody else, look the God in them. Because God is light in them. They are the children of light, children of God. So they say, God is light. And within us too. I have given to you the sight power, or mirtu was given to you to see God everywhere, outside and inside. He says, the light in you is the form of light. In outside also it is all manifestation of God who is love. And also he is acting everybody, man, animal, bird. Again we address it to his ear. God has given the power of addition over ears. Hear nothing else but the divine truth. Music which is reverberating in all creation, not the outer sound. So the address is itself, one way or the other, to tell us what should we do. Man body was given to us what power? The highest aim is to know God. Have we known God? Have we got love for God? If you have got love for God, have you made any preparation to heaven? What preparation have you done? So Guru Amar Das says, thousands of woe be to you, O man, if you have not, you are not developing love for God. Thousands, not one. Instead, you are developing love for the world. So much so that you are forgetting God altogether. We should have done something, the love of God, we should have forgotten all world. We have done quite a diametrically opposite. In the love of the world, we have forgotten God. This is the angle of meaning what the Master always present before us. Just have contact with what is the way to love them. He says, just have contact with the overflowing Master who is overflowing with the love of God, and there is no other way. It is not grown in fields, it is not sold at the shops. It is within you, but it will be overflowed, boosted, if you come in contact with somebody who is orphan in love. That is why it is said if you spend an hour with the Master, the effect that you have is more than even if you have put in 100 years sannyasa, you could not have. You go to some who sells perfumes, you go to him, if he does not give you anything, you get perfume all free, isn't it? By radiation. And if you give one bottle of perfume, then scent love, that is, he gives you a quantity within you with all love, it is something like that. It is something where you put flowers in a room, the whole room is perfumed, is it not? If you enter the room, you will have smell, perfume. So, to develop love, the way to love, to develop love, is the company of those who are overflowing with love. And who can be? You know, God in men, God. We have got also love innate in our soul, because we are of the same essence as that of God. But that can be given a boosted way up by some, in the company of somebody who radiates love. And when you go to him, you have the perfume all free, and he gives you a little bottle also. To enjoy whenever you go, and that what is that? That initiation gives some contact with the world within you. You enjoy whenever you like. So all masters, one and all, you will find the same thing. Tenth guru, Govind Singh Sahib. He addresses to all people, look here, all men are alike. The same God whom we worship is called by different names in different languages. And what he said, he addressing to all communities, he said, "Hear ye all, I tell you the truth." What? That love is the way back to God. Where from you can get love, you got in it, but later, not dwell. So the only source, way, in which you can dwell your love, have a boost in the company of the saints, who are overflowing with love, really. Only by attendance in the personal ala, or the field of action, of the radiation, you will get free if you sit quiet, mute, dumb, or receptive. So sometimes silence gives out what you said, something to free of by radiation. This is what is said, one third of the teachings of the Master is given by word of mouth and two thirds by radiation. To go a master is a rod like you understand one third what he says, but if you dwell receptivity, then you will have two thirds more, which are now we are deprived of if you have got no love or devotion for the Master. So love beautifies everything. Further, what they say, the same thing as Christ said, love thy neighbor as thyself. God desires in every heart. The soul residing in all other bodies also in the same essence as that of God. We are all brothers and sisters in God. So, Tenth Guru also says, look here, God resides in all of you, in all the world. Don't torment them. Because it is God's, and God resides in there. If you do, what will happen? you won't suffer. You are tormenting him, you will punish him, you see. So all master and parent, by love, serve one another. To serve others is all right, but by love. Love knows no return, my dear. Love knows giving and giving and giving. Kabir says, the word they in Punjabi, it means to give. And also it means this man body. He says, so long as you are in the man body, give, give and give. If you give, the more you give, the more you have. They had sent one who served his fellow man, love God, really love God. And this is what I say, what you find in scriptures also, if you, whom you see, you do not love, how can you, whom you do not see can love him? You see, you love God, you are not in God, but in whom he resides in every heart, if you don't hate them, then how can you say you love God? So love knows giving, you see. And who is the best? What is the best prayer? Samuel Taylor tells us he prays best who loveth best. Pray without love, what is all that, you see? It's all bad. The words are all bad. If they are drenched with the water of love, then that will radiate it to God, to all creation. Saint John, he that loveth not, knoweth not God. Very clear word. For God is love. So God is saying, always think of him, speak of him. Here is his wife in every heart, reverberating in all every heart. The divine music and be absorbed in it. Such a man radiates love. Unknowingly. And the other diametrically opposite is what we are doing, we are developing love for the world, for the attacking. Result is yours. We do have, we enjoy the world ways too. You know, when our soul has in it, love in it, in the, our soul. When we are attached with somebody, some, maybe anything, man or something, so long as we are attached with that thing, we identify ourselves with that, our love is within us, you feel love for him? So, all masters tell us, if you love God, don't torment him. The saint called by name, Farid, he says, if you want to meet God, don't torment anyone, heart of anyone. Not in word, but in deed. The thoughts are very, deed also, in thought also. Thoughts are very potent. If you think an evil of anybody, that will radiate it, the other, the very thought will evoke in him. And you have love for somebody, he need not speak to you, feel any reason. You're attacking, don't do it. Why are people, you see, are drawn to the Master? Because Master loves them. It is Parvati who loves us. Mother loves the child first, isn't it? So you see, we are the members. Take the example of man body. So many limbs are there. Arms, feet, everything. If any arm or any limb is aching, other arms cannot be addressed. They are also painful. They are restless. And until the other limb which is aching is cured, is it not? So we are all limbs of God, you see? Limbs of God in man too. If one man is suffering, the other must suffer. He cannot be at rest, cannot be at peace. So this is the mind which is placed before us by masters who have come. How can we dwell? What love gives us? Love knows the service and sacrifice. If need be, man is one that submitted, I think yesterday, day before, is one who is of use to others. If we love God, naturally God resides in every other heart, in all the animals and everybody must have gone for that. Other man is no man. Otherwise it is like animal who loves his children and himself. So we are the conscious entity. All evolution of all consciousness are of all love. So we have, everybody wants to love somebody and to be loved by somebody. So what is the best way in the world to love? We love others. The result is, he gives love in return. Sometimes we are losers, sometimes gainers. So Kabir says, if you love, have a game with God, game of love with God, how will it stand? You won him, he's yours, and you are defeated, you are him. In both ways, you are gainer. Isn't that? So strike love with God or the God in man. God we do not see, but God in man we do see. Once it so happened, in the sasana, some man stood up. He said, he was devotee of the master, he said, you say you want to see God? He stood up. I'll show each one of you. He says, they're wondering what is it? Here standing. He happened to the master sitting there. Hello, our master. So those who have dwelt love in them by Nandalal, a very fond lover of the Guru, he, the one poem of Hafiz, he says, if you want to meet God, what you should do, go to the, leave all earth and home and go to the wilderness. There, remember him, love him. And in return, what Bhai Nandalal said, look here, oh Hafiz, where are you going? Here the God standing. Where will you go? So if you take the God with you, always with you, who desires in your heart, in you, when you initiate, why not love is there? So love knows service and sacrifice. This is what I mean to say. Masters come here to join all in the silken bonds of love. Guru Anjan, you will find what he did. He compiled as many things of the masters as he could lay hands on in one book, which is a scripture called Guru Granth Sahib. Those who are, you know, God manifested, they were sent by God to to guide the child humanity, whether in the east or the west, wherever it is. He compiled all the sayings in one book. Whereas you will find the sayings of one particular master, you always find in their book alone. It is not finding them in the silken bonds of the all humanity. So the point is, if you have a ruling power for ruling love for God, where will you go? First go to God. You got the ruling power, love for the world, you will come back again and again. So once it so happened that Moses was passing the, where one shepherd was sitting with his sheep around him, and he was praying, God, oh God, if you are hungry, you had come to me, I would go give the milk of these sheep to drink. If you felt cold, then I would have woven the wool, I mean the wool from the sheep and given you warm clothing. He went on in love. Love knows no lie, you see. Whatever is expressed from the heart of love, they don't carry any pinching effect, you see. They appear to be sweet. Little child is there, he suddenly slaps you on the face. Do you feel love for him? So Moses passed by that. Oh, heretic, what are you talking? Can God drink milk? Would he wear your clothing of wool? He was in the sweet members of God in a reverie like that. He cried, oh God, I have disrespected you. While crying, he went with dog. God met him, look here, I will drink your milk also. I will have your clothing, you give me also. He was satisfied. When Moses went and sat in meditation, God appeared to me, oh man, I have sent you to unite all in my love, not those who are already in my love, to take it away from them. So this is the what all Master give us. Now Master has been giving some examples how should we love God. Guru Amar Das, you see, he got sat at the feet of his Master after 70 long years. He says, how should we love? Gives us some examples. That is just there one, you see, kamal, which is grown in the water, you see. On the leaf of the kamal, the water, the more it is, you see, overflowed waters and streams and overflowing, the more that plant grows more. He says, the water, you see, those are born in water just like fish. They live in the water. Once you take away from the water, they die. They never suffer separation for a minute. He says, we are in the ocean of life. God is there everywhere, like fish. We say, where is God? Although that very God is our own sustenance, support of life. So, the fish is in the water, cannot live without water. It's got innate love for water. And God is innate in us. We should love God. How can we live without it? Our love is directed outside. If literally we direct that way, we will be dragged like anything. The milk and water is mixed. Water and love for the milk. The more you put in, the more the same color it takes. But when you put it on a boiling pot, water doesn't allow milk to be burnt. It first allows himself to be burnt. something like that. Between love knows service and sacrifice, I told you. Anybody with whom you are love in the world, you like to sacrifice everything for him. The more in love you are, the more you can sacrifice. Love means giving. Service. So, what should we do? We are man. This is the condition of those who sit at the feet of the Master. They have some contact within of God. If you dwell like that, you will drown like that. Pity it is you don't find time to come in contact with that for a few days even, you will find you will be dead like that. You will forget him and he will never forget. You do your practices regularly, what has happened? That God into special power, the music of the sphere begins to be audible without closing your ears. You may go on with what that goes on singing. So this is the way to love. What? Love knows service and sacrifice. If we put an ounce of love in our homes, generally our homes are not happy because we do not put in love, an ounce of love there. Love knows giving. If wife and husband, for instance, they have love for another, why all this? You respect, both have respect for each other. Both have sacrificed their interest for the love of one another, because God has united them. That makes us home sweet, at peace. You put an announce in your society, our societies will be at peace. If you put an announce of love in our country, there will be all peace. No wars. So love is the panacea for all wills, of all ills, I say, of the day, whether physical, whether of the beyond, of this world or the other world. So Master talks, sometimes doing direct, sometimes they give by way of parables. There is one parable given in the Bhagavad Purana. He says, Lord Vishnu invited, gave a feast to all the gods and goddesses, and those who were not gods, they got that. The feast was served. And God came and they sat in their rows, both gods and the others. So Lord Vishnu stood up and addressed to all, look here, this feast for you, eat to your heart's content. But there is one condition you should observe, and that is what it is. Don't bend your elbows to eat the food. You bend your elbows only, the food reaches your mouth, is it not? Those who are, you see, on that side, they say, you know, how the food you can eat without bending our elbows? They could not come to some understanding. They left this place in disgust, that Lord Vishnu has made a joke of it. He has placed the food, it is not that us eat the food. They went away and the gods were there, they were thinking these are the words of the Master or the Lord Vishnu. There must be something behind it if you don't follow. Then by little calm consolation they came to know, oh yes, it's very easy. How? This is my food. Don't bend but give to others. Straight up. Like that. So the result was, everybody was fine. If I, everybody you make others feel, then that you can you be left all alone. So love knows giving. If you want to give, we have love, we must learn to give all life. And if you make others happy, you will be happy. If you torment others, you squeeze everybody, benches, elbows and everything for his own self, let it destroy. The prison houses are full, the courts are full, only for that. You simply don't bend to yourself, but let others, make them happy, make them fed, make them easy life, all in life. You be also, that's the same. So love no service in sacrifice. This is what we have followed. This is what says, Kabir says, so long as you got your body, give, give and give. So, what is all this? How it comes, as I told you? It is innate in us, but the only way is to love is to come in contact with somebody who is overflowing with love. By radiation first you will get free. You may not direct anything to you, but by radiation you will have it. And if you direct your attention, you give it one pile of perfume, contact within you, then in there, anywhere and everywhere. So this is had by you, but by radiation, you see, in the company of those who are love. That is why it is said in Bhagavad Puran, Bhagavad Gita, you may be performing all these outer practices of aparamidya, which relate to the ongoing faculties, mind and intellect. Without doing that, going to pilgrimage, performing certain havanas, singing, reading, you see, doing japas, penances undergoing, he says you won't have God so quicker as you will come in the feet of him, in the company of his saints. One is only just, you would like to have the fire by rubbing stone with stone, you see. One you will have fire burning, you can have a little free. So masters come to give something, you see. And that is what they give, their own life. What is their life? Jiyadan, their life is what? God. God is manifesting them. They are world mad, flesh. And world has got two aspects, light and sound. This is dear most. Everybody gives to any man anything. But how many there who give their life? So master gives their life, you see. What? In the shape of light and sound. You'll be exhausted? No, he's in the contacted with the perennial source, God. So that cannot be exhausted. Isn't it? So that is the deal. That is why Master said, all Master, East and West, Christ also said, others in the East also said the same thing. This is bread, I am the bread of life. This has come down from heaven. Whosoever shall partake of it shall have everlasting life. How to drink, how to eat? Once he said to his disciples, eat me and drink me. This is what he said. The people are wondering what he said. They forgot that first he said, I am the bread of life, I am Word made flesh and dwelling amongst you. So eat me and drink me meant the Word in Him which He has given you. So that is the bread of life and water of life which He comes and gives freely to everybody. So that the man may be withdrawn from the outer enjoyments, because it is mind having control over the soul, we direct it to the world, you see. Mind requires going into expression. It is the, of the same thing as that acquired of negative power. It always takes you into expression, not receive. So he, Master gives that taste which mind once has it, he is withdrawn from outside. You remember the one Samaritan lady was going round and the pitcher of water filled over her head, and Christ wanted water from her. She, out of complex, humanity complex, did not give, because he belonged to the higher class, I am lower. And the Christ said, had she given me this water to drink, my thirst would have been satisfied. But that would again come up. He said, had she come to me, I would have given her the water of life, which would have satisfied all thirst forever. So, for the body, the outer eat and drink is the food which gives strength to the body. To the intellect, we have got all learning, reading, writing, etc. That gives food to the intellect. And what is the food of it? Our soul. Our soul is conscious entity. The food of this can only be what is conscious. That is the bread of life, which is called Word, which is called Naam, which resides in every heart. When we draw our attention from outside and from the body below, take it up to above these outgoing faculties, which end at the level of the eye, there you get that water of life, that nectar of Naam. This is what they come to give freely to everybody. This is their life, you see. Only what was, so that the children who were here, they go back to God. Their only mission is like that. People come to the world, you see. In the prison house, they say, one man came up, that singer, all right. So Master come, you see, their only job is to take back children of God back home. Back home. Other incarnations come to punish the wicked, to uphold the righteous, and let the world agoing. But Master comes, you see what Christ said, I have come to separate daughter from the mother, wife from the husband, sister from the brothers, and so on. I have not come to make world happy, just words. I have come to take all these back home. This is the job. Who sends them? It is God alone. We are all children of God. When this God sees we are misery, we are not happy, then He sends His men, go, fetch back my child back home. Guru Arjan says, whosoever, the God who has sent us in the world, when He sees us in trouble, in misery, then He sends His men to bring back my child. Tell them, their seat is here, their throne is lying vacant, come, let them enjoy forever. Why are they growing in the world outside? So, Masters, if The wife is away from her husband at his father's home, or is separated from the husband, and she has very respectful life for her husband, even separated, she loves her. After all, husband will be moved. He will send me all a call as well. So any such man is comes up, what should the wife do? She should look to nobody else, go straight out to her husband. Because her husband is calling her. Similar things, you see. When any master like that is sent by God, he sends to us, then it is God calling you back. Call him, go back home. Don't, what he says, keep his commandments. What he does, he say, we have to leave this world someday. All have left and we have to leave. There is no exception to the rule. Man body is a golden opportunity we have got in which we can go back home. And if somebody has come to take you back, then what you should do? Hurry up. Just be ready to go. So they come only for that purpose. They've got no personal motive in it. They simply come to as ordered by God, of course. So mind by this is the way to love. Love is tagging of the heart. Just like a water and fish and so much is in ourselves. This is, love is also innate in ourselves. But that is being just spent to the world outside. So in man body, if we are trying to dwell love for God, you are blessed, then that will become ruling passion, you will go to the feet of the God, to the lap of the God. But we have missed it, we have that very love dwelt with God, with world outside. The result is, ever since we have been separated from God, we have not gone home so far. So this is a high time, present man body which we have got, Master, come, wake up, you are drowsy. You have forgotten yourself, you are under some intoxication of what you say, forgetfulness. Wake up, it is a high time for you. If you won't wake up now, man body is time to wake up. If you won't wake up, then when will you wake up? Time and tide waits for no man. And those whom God has sent up, somebody, they have sat at their feet, they have got something to start with, they should not delay. Others who have not got it, that is their fate, that's another thing, but those who have got it, they should have to go. So God is love, way back to God is also true love, and what is way to love, that is only calling or having the company of those who are old from the home. By reading, writing, other things, true love cannot work. You see, whom you have not seen, you have not seen that, how can you know? Love it. And we are playing game with the world, you see. Why not play game with God? If you defeated, you become him. Yes? And you win one him, he becomes yours. Both hands, you get the boon. Such a man, while living in the world, is not of the world. Take the example of anybody. He is in love with somebody. He is sitting in thousands, but his whole thought is there. Emerson, when he wanted to go to a secluded place, he would like to go to an inn, which is 100 come and go. Because here in the hotels, you see, 100 come and go, you are not careful. So real seclusion is in itself. Mind your own business. The work you have begun, go on with it. If you succeed, you have won. You made the best use of your man by the. Otherwise, you are dwelt in love for the God, preparing for you again to come back. Our master used to give one example. Man was in the prison. His term of prison was being over. The day he had to leave the prison, his term was over for punishment. He told his neighbor, "Look here, keep this thing with you. I'm again coming back." This is what you do. In man body, you see the highest ideal before it. You can go back to God. Remain in your social body, that means only. It is a question of the heart, not the head alone. You go where your heart is attached. That way to love will come through the society, through the company of those who are all full in love, just like a scent flower, scent seller. In his radiation, you will have perfume free, and if you give you one pile of scent, what more do you want? Your partner, you have got, most of you who are sitting, they have got some pile of love, scent too, contact with it, you are part with it. Grant it, make the best use of it. So, God is love. Love is God, and way back to God is love, and this love is boosted in the company of someone who is powerful. That's way to love. That was the subject to this. So this can be had there. Yes.